Good morning. High pressure dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping it sunny but cool this morning with temperatures bottoming out in the 20s, already rebounding back into the 30s across a large part of the area, what is the beginning of a nice warming trend throughout the region. That same high pressure center will bring us brilliant sunshine throughout the day today, and around the backside of it, a developing southerly wind at times gusting over 20 miles per hour will push temperatures through the 50s and into the lower to mid 60s on average by mid to late afternoon. The next front out in the Midwest is working its way through the Great Lakes. It'll arrive later on tonight with increasing clouds and a good chance at least a few showers for most of us during the overnight period as lows drop back into the 40s and even some 30s across the higher terrain. This will lead to clouds and maybe a leftover shower tomorrow morning, especially in the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. But as that front slowly works its way off the coast tomorrow afternoon, we'll see more in the way of sunshine from north to south through the day, and this will allow temperatures to get back up towards 60 degrees for your Friday. Another front will head through Friday night, and we'll have some clouds Saturday morning, though the same track with this next front taking it off the eastern seaboard will lead to increasing sunshine Saturday afternoon, and temperatures will continue to climb and into the middle 60s. A big storm system will develop out in the middle of the country and head toward the Great Lakes by the end of the weekend and the early part of next week. Well out ahead of this system here in interior New York and New England, we'll have a nice strong south to southwesterly wind flow on Sunday. It'll push some clouds through here from time to time, but plenty enough sun to get us up toward the 70-degree mark. There is the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm as the warm air builds in. On Monday, we'll look for even milder air in the lower to mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds, and eventually that front associated with the storm in the middle of the country will arrive Monday night and Tuesday with a round of rain showers and thunderstorms. As this system clears through, cooler air will flow in with highs around 60 on Tuesday and only in the 50s by next Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while the brunt of an upper trough will head into northern Ontario and Quebec, strengthening winds aloft will exist as far south as the confluence of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. A cold front will spread southeastward across this region, and at least isolated thunderstorms will form by late afternoon near the front across southeastern parts of Missouri and south-central Illinois into central Indiana. While boundary layer moisture will be relatively marginal, a sufficient amount of buoyancy in the presence of strong shear may allow for some stronger sustained storms later this afternoon and early this evening. Some of these storms may be capable of marginally severe hail and gusty winds. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, at 5:39 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Sanliurfa Gap, Turkey, at 12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, crystal clear skies, lots of sunshine and 32 degrees, dew point 19, 59% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is currently rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 7 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 60s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, breezy, with highs in the middle 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 43, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, zero snowfall for the month, just a trace, which is 1.1 inches below normal. And 71.1 inches of snow for the season, which is 13.3 inches above normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 189, and for the season 6,453. The average high temperature in Albany today 56 degrees, the average low 35, the record high 86 set in 1922, and the record low 21 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:32 p.m. 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds with showers overnight tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, mild today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Increasing clouds with showers overnight tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning shower, then clouds, with increasing sunshine in the afternoon, highs near 60. Some morning clouds again Saturday, then increasing sun, even milder with highs in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm on Sunday near 70, with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm late in the day. Windy and warm with a mix of sun and clouds Monday, lower to mid-70s. Rain likely Monday night and Tuesday, perhaps a thunderstorm. Highs on Tuesday early, around 60, then temperatures drop, and then a mix of sun and clouds and much cooler weather on Wednesday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.